There is a very big general who is going to a very big war a long time ago. Now, it does not say his name. It calls him the Duke of Lorraine. As far as I know, Lorraine is a place in France. He is like the king of that place, but he's called a duke. But he's not only a duke, he's the general. He's in charge of the armies going to war. This duke is going with a big army all the way to Yerushalayim. In those days, the Goyim wanted to take over Yerushalayim for themselves. They didn't even want any Jews to be there. Only they want to be there. The problem was the Turks from Turkey. They were now in Yerushalayim. The Duke of Lorraine decided, I don't want Turks in Yerushalayim. I want my people. I want the French and my people. They should be in Yerushalayim. And the army said, let's go and take our Yerushalayim away from the Turks. And they made a big army, and they're on their way to Yerushalayim. But the Duke of Lorraine knows he's got a big fight ahead of himself, because the Turkish army was very powerful, very strong, very good fighters. And the Duke of Lorraine is getting nervous. Am I going to win this war, or am I going to lose this war? Well, his officer said, I guess we don't know until we fight, do we? All of a sudden, one of the officers says, wait a minute. We could find out, even before we go to the war, if we're going to win the war or not. Because there's ways to find out things that are going to happen later. And the Duke of Lorraine says, yes, let's find out, even before we go to the war, if we're going to win or lose. How do we do that? Well, the officer said, let's go to the stargazers at night. They look up in the stars and figure out what's going to happen in the future. And the Duke of Lorraine says, okay, let's find stargazers. And tonight, they'll look in the sky. And of course, they went to the marketplace in the nearest town, and they find the stargazers. Like you have a fruit store, you have a bakery, you have a stargazers store. And you go in there, you pay your money, and that night they go out and look at the stars, and they tell you what's going to happen. It's a business. And that night the stargazers go on top of their building, and they're looking in the sky. And the Duke says, tell me, I'm going to a war in Yerushalayim. Tell me if I'm going to win the Turks or lose. And the stargazers say, ooh, we have to look in the stars. It takes a while. We have to figure it out. Let's see. We see in the stars. Well, you're going to a war. You're going to fight the Turks. I know all that. Tell me if I'm going to win or lose. Well, it could be going to win. It could be going to lose. We're not sure because the stars say not exactly clear. It's kind of fuzzy. We think probably you're going to win, but we're not so sure. That'll be 20 golden dollars, please. And the Duke is getting upset. You're not telling me anything. This is no good. And he goes to his officers. What are we going to do now? Who could tell us what's going to happen? The stargazers don't know anything. Well, let's try the magicians. The magicians will tell us what's going to happen. And they go over there. Of course, there's a place of magicians, crystal balls, boiling pots, magic wands, pointed hats, and all that kind of magician stuff. And the Duke of Lorraine says, I'm going to a war. You must tell me if I will win or lose. And they start looking into the crystal ball. Nothing is coming up on the crystal ball. Let's go to the boiling pots and listen to how the bubbles boil. And they're listening to the boiling pots. The boiling pots are not exactly telling us what we want to hear today. Let's take the magic wand and magic words, and they do magic stuff, and they say, Duke, you should go to the war. You'll win, no problem. You get a win, you'll have no problem winning. It'll be easy. Go to the war, you'll win, you'll come home. Everything will be fine. That'll be 30 golden dollars now for what we just told you. And the Duke is suspicious. I don't think they're telling me the truth because I know it's not going to be that easy. I don't think their magic told them anything. I think it was only a trick to make money. And the Duke is getting upset. I have to find out if I'm going to win the war or not before I go. The astrologers, the stargazers, the magicians, nobody knows anything. What can I do? One of the officers said, Duke, I have an idea. I didn't want to tell you. It'll probably get you upset. But it's the best idea. And the Duke says, well, if it's a good idea, why would I get upset? If this is a good idea, I should be happy about it. I didn't hear any good ideas yet. And the officer says, well, Duke, we know that you don't like Jews, but it's the Jews that could help you because they don't have magicians and they don't have astrologers and stargazers and they don't have these kind of things. They have tzaddikim and holy people that really know what's going to happen. And they know everything clearly. They don't have to have magic sticks and boiling pots. They know with something called Ruach HaKodesh. And they can even do things, miracle kind of things. We heard once, there was an old Jew. He took a stick. He put it in the river. It turned into blood. Nah, it was a trick. No, it wasn't a trick. It really happened in Mitzrayim. They even brought frogs out of the river. Gigantic frogs. They made plagues. Makos on Paroi. They stuck the stick in the sea and it split open. All kinds of miracles they could do. And they know things that's going to happen in the future too. And the Duke of Lorraine says, well, that was a long time ago. That's not going to help me now. I have to go to a war. No, no. We know of a tzaddik who's living right close to where we are now in a place called Vurmaiza. Vurmaiza. In English, you call it Worms. But of course, everybody says Worms. But it's a place in France. What's this man's name? They call him Rashi. How many boys heard of Rashi? Chumash and Rashi. Now, Rashi explains the Chumash, and he explains many different parts of the Torah. There's Rashi on Mishnayos. There's Rashi on Gemara. But, of course, the most famous thing that we know about is Rashi explains the Chumash. And, in fact, Rashi says such halakha things in the Chumash. There are hundreds of tzaddikim that explain Rashi. He is so halakha. I once read that before Rashi started to write his explanations on Chumash, because he knew what a halakha thing it was to do that, he fasted. Do you know how many days he fasted? 613 days. He fasted to make himself to be halakh enough to start writing things about the Chumash, Hashem's halakha Torah. And now, the Duke of Lorraine is for the first time hearing about the Tzaddik Rashi. The officer says, go to the Tzaddik Rashi. And he will tell you what you want to know. And the Duke says, I'm not going to go to no Jew. Let him come to me. Call him to come to me. And the Duke of Lorraine, with his big armies and his officers, are now passing by the town of Vormaiza in France. And this is where Rashi lives. And he tells his officer, go tell that Jew to come to me, to my tent, because the army had set up their camp and their tents. And the officer goes to the house of Rashi. And he tells Rashi, the general of the big armies, the Duke of Lorraine, says he wants to see you. And Rashi says, that's fine. If the Duke of Lorraine would like to see me, that is fine. Let him come to my house. I am now learning Torah. Well, I don't think the Duke of Lorraine wants that he should come to your house. I think he wants you to go to him, to his tent. And Rashi says, very politely and nicely, please tell the Duke of Lorraine that I'm very busy now learning Torah, and if he would like to come to me, I will be here waiting for him. And the officer goes back now to the Duke of Lorraine. And the Duke of Lorraine sees the officer. He says, where's that rabbi? He's supposed to come to my tent. Why didn't you bring him? He's busy now learning his Torah, and he says he wants you to come to him. What? I am the general of the big armies, and he wants me to go to him? He's not coming to me. And the Duke of Lorraine got very, very angry. And he took his big, sharp sword. I don't have to explain to you what he's planning to do with this big, sharp sword. He's not exactly going to peel his apple like you have nice apples and pears over there, and maybe some of them are peeled. He's going to do something else with that big, sharp sword. And now he says, I'm going to get that rabbi. I'm going to get that rabbi. He will not come to me. I go and call a Jew, and he doesn't come to me. I have to go to him. And he says, drive me to the home of that Jew. And he had his hand on the handle of the big sharp sword. Shh. And the general now pulls up in front of the house of Rashi. And now he takes the sword out of the case. And he runs into the house. He does not knock. He does not ring the doorbell. Of course he doesn't ring the doorbell. There's no such thing as a doorbell. But he doesn't knock or anything. And he goes into the house and he starts screaming, I'm going to get that rabbi. Where are you? Well, he sees a table. There are svarim. He would call them big books on the table. And nobody's there. Where are you, rabbi? I thought you were busy learning your books. Yes, I am. I'm busy learning my books. Welcome to my house, the Duke of Lorraine. Now he looks around. The Duke of Lorraine looks around. He doesn't see anybody. And the Duke of Lorraine is getting very nervous. Where are you? I hear your voice, but I don't see you anywhere. And he has his sword up in the air, looking around. It's not such a big house. And he hears the voice. I'm right here. I can't see you. He looks around. He doesn't see anybody. He sees an empty chair, a table, books, not too much furniture in the house, and that's it. And he doesn't see anybody, but he hears the voice. And he says, why can't I see you? I hear your voice. Rashi says, calm down. Put the sword back into the case. Don't get so upset. And we'll talk. Just guarantee me you will not hurt me, and you will see me right away. The Duke of Lorraine has no choice. He puts the sword back into the case, and all of a sudden, he sees this very old tzaddik with a white beard sitting behind the table with the big svarim. Rashi was right there. He had been sitting there the whole time, but the Duke of Lorraine could not see him. Now, I can't explain that. That's just what the story says. But now he could see him. And the Duke of Lorraine says, okay, I see that you're a special man, And that's why I came to you. Now, I am going to a big war. As you know, the Turks are in the city of Jerusalem. I don't think he said Yerushalayim. He said Jerusalem. Or maybe he said something else in a different language, but I have no idea what he said. But in order to tell the story, we have to talk about the main thing. He's going to Yerushalayim. There was, at that time, the Duke of Lorraine wanted to go and capture Yerushalayim for himself. And he doesn't want the Turks there. But the Turks were very powerful, and they were already there. If they're already there, he's got to throw them out. And that's not going to be an easy job. And see, he says, if I go to make a war against the Turks, are they going to win, or am I going to win? I asked the stargazers, they couldn't tell me. I asked the magicians, they couldn't tell me. And my officer says, you would know because you're a Jew. Well, Rashi says, it's not that I know by myself. It's with Hashem's help. And actually, I could tell you what's going to happen, but I don't know if you want to hear it. It's maybe better I don't tell you. And the Duke of Lorraine says, tell me if you know, tell me. Okay, I will tell you, but again, you have to guarantee, you have to promise me, you will not harm me, you will not hurt me, because you're asking a question, and I have to give you the answer. If you want the truth, sometimes the truth is not so nice, but you want to hear the truth. And the Duke of Lorraine says, okay, tell me. Rashi says, you will go to Yerushalayim with your army, and you will fight against the Turks, and you will drive them out of Yerushalayim, and you will drive them out of Yerushalayim with a big fight. Ah, the Duke of Lorraine getting excited. I'm going to win the war. I will throw the Turks out of Yerushalayim, and I'll be the leader of Yerushalayim. Well, Rashi says, not so fast. After you drive them out, you will be the leader, the boss. You'll be in charge for 3 days. Only for 3 days. Well, what's going to happen after 3 days, says the Duke of Lorraine. Okay. On the fourth day, the Turks will come back with a gigantic army, strong fighters, weapons, and they will drive you out of Yerushalayim, and they will once again be in Yerushalayim, and they will kill many of your soldiers and make terrible boo-boos on many of your soldiers, and they will almost wipe out your whole army. And on the fourth day, you will be leaving Yerushalayim to come back here with what's left of your army. And on the way back, many of your soldiers who had boo-boos will die. And many other ones will run away from you because they don't want to be in your army anymore. And when you come back here, you will only have 3 soldiers and 3 horses. Besides yourself, you will have yourself and your horse, and only 3 soldiers with their horses will come back here, and that's what's going to be left of your army. And the Duke of Lorraine is so surprised. What? Out of my thousands of strong soldiers, only 3? Oh, that's impossible. How could that possibly be? Rashi says, look, you asked and I answered you. And the Duke of Lorraine gets angry and he says, listen here, if what you say is true, well, I guess that's what's going to be. But if what you're saying is not true, if anything is not true the way you say, when I come back here, I am going to get you. And he has a very mean look in his face, and he's holding his sword. And he leaves. And now the Duke Lorraine goes with his big armies to Jerusalem. And he had a big fight with the Turks. And he drove them out of Jerusalem. He says, ha ha, I am now the leader of Jerusalem. I won the Turks. My army here is the best army in the world. We are the leaders. We are in Jerusalem. The Turks are finished. And this went for 3 days, eating, drinking, singing, bragging how good they are, patting each other on the back, we're so good. But on the 4th day was a gigantic army coming from outside of Jerusalem. Turks everywhere, blowing the trumpets, holding their swords, coming with their horses and their armor, their spears. Uh-oh. The Duke of Lorraine sees this is very, very bad. And there was a big fight. And on the 4th day, the Duke of Lorraine had a terrible defeat, which means he lost the war. The Turks came and threw him out of Jerusalem and killed many of his soldiers. And they had to leave Jerusalem. And he sees, oh, look, it's like Rashi says. And on the way back, many of his soldiers died. Just like Rashi said. And many of his soldiers ran away. They didn't want to be with him anymore. They said, we're getting out of here. We don't want to be with this army. And the Duke of Lorraine now is coming close to where he started out. And he's coming close to the city of Rashi for Maiza. The Duke of Lorraine is turning around because he sees the city of Vermaiza is very close. And he's remembering what Rashi said. But he turns around and he sees 4 soldiers riding 4 horses besides himself. Uh-huh. Now, how many soldiers and how many horses did Rashi say were going to come back after the war? How many?
3.
3. But there are 4. Aha! The Duke of Lorraine says. Now, of course, he was very angry and very upset that he got beaten in this war. And, of course, if he's so upset, he wants to do something about it. So he says, that Rashi... He said 3 soldiers, but I have 4 soldiers, so I'm going to get him as soon as I get into the gates of Vermaiza. Should we finish? It's so quiet, it's a shame not to finish. Okay, I'll say it quickly. And he has his hand on his sword, and he's coming now close to the gates of Vermaiza. And he says, I'm going to get that Rashi, because he told me all these not good things. And they didn't come true because I have 4 soldiers and 4 horses. And I'm going to get him. And the Duke of Vermaiza and the Duke of Lorraine goes to the gate. His 1st soldier goes to the gate. The 2nd soldier, the 3rd soldier. And as the 4th soldier is going through the gate, a gigantic stone from the big gate, the entrance of the city in the wall, all of a sudden fell down. It became loose. And it smashed down. Can you guess where it smashed down? Right on top of the 4th soldier and his horse. And of course, since this is lunchtime, we will not describe what happened to the soldier and the horse. But they did not make it through the gate because the big soldier... What? Oh, I will not repeat that. The gigantic stone came down on top of the soldier and his horsey, and they could not get through the gate. They could not move. They were, unfortunately, absolutely finished. Okay, Kinnaluk, there is more of this story. We cannot compete against the noise, so therefore, tomorrow, Blinetter, will finish the story. probably will have milchiks instead of fleishiks. It'll be easier to tell.
Remember, I'll bring up pictures of Rashi's shul and Rashi's toyer, the whole thing.
Okay, that would be good. I'm walking backwards because I have to go back in the story again because we have to finish the story. But we can't jump into where we just left off because we're not going to know what we're talking about. So we have to backtrack a little bit, go backwards. That's why I'm walking backwards. The Duke of Lorraine is coming back from losing the big war. And he is very, very mad. He's very upset. Now, a person that gets so mad and so upset, they lose their head sometimes. I don't mean like some of his soldiers actually lost their heads. His head is still screwed onto his body. But he's not thinking in such a way. He's thinking actually like a big baby, that all he wants to do is get somebody because he's so upset. Sometimes a person, it shouldn't happen like this, they get so upset, all they want to do is bother somebody else or take out, chas v'shalom, their anger on somebody else or something else. Of course, this is not a good thing. The Duke of Lorraine, in order to make himself feel better after being so upset, he says, as soon as I get back to Vermeisen, I am going to take my sword and I'm going to go back to the house of that old Rabbi Rashi, and this time I'm going to get him. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm so upset because he told me that I'm going to lose the war. It's his fault I lost the war. And Kedalach, he remembered that Rashi said he will be returning with 3 horses and 3 men. And he turns around and he counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 horses and 4 men. Or maybe he counted the men first. Aha! Ah, the old rabbi said, I'm going to have 3 horses and 3 men. I have 4 horses and 4 men. And I told him, if he wasn't right, I'm going to get him. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the old rabbi. And he's holding his sword. And now they're coming to the big, gigantic stone and metal gates of the city of Vermeisen. And the Duke of Lorraine goes through the gate. His first soldier goes through the gate. His second soldier and horsey go through the gate. And the third soldier and the third horsey go through the gate. And all of a sudden, a very strange, unexpected thing happened. Just as the fourth soldier and his horse are going through the gate, a gigantic stone with a big piece of metal all of a sudden strangely fell from the top and it fell down. It did not land on the ground. It did not land on the stone road. Can anybody guess where this gigantic stone and piece of metal fell?
On top of the guard.
Can anybody guess where this fell?
On the guard.
On the guard. Okay. Anybody else can say where it fell? Can you tell me? Oh boy, this boy's excited.
On the fourth. The horse.
On the fourth person, the horse. Yes, it did not fall into your tuna or into that ketchup. We could ad lib right now and make a good one out of all this ketchup, but of course we're not going to. Because, you know, we're dealing with little boys, and Kinalach maybe listening to this story with their mommies, and they don't want to hear anything like that, even though it is boy stuff to make.